Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Bush administration water cuts result in massive fish kill on Klamath River. The decision by the Bush administration to divert water to subsidize farmers in the Klamath Basin this year, in spite of legal challenges by the Yurok and Hoopa tribes, environmentalists, and fishing groups, has resulted in a massive, unprecedented die-off of a large portion of the fall Chinook salmon run on the Klamath River. Nobody is sure exactly how many fish have died, but it is the worst fishery disaster to ever hit the Klamath watershed in recent memory, according to tribal representatives and recreational anglers. The salmon are apparently dying from disease caused by stress and warm water conditions reaching nearly 80 degrees. The fish kill is a lot worse than everybody thinks, said a Sheikh and Walt Lara, the Rekwa representative to the Yurok Tribal Council, in a phone interview on Monday, September 23rd. It's a lot larger than anything I've seen reported on the TV news or in the newspapers. The whole Chinook run will be impacted probably by 85 to 95%, and the fish are dying as we speak. They're swimming around in circles. They bump up against your legs when you're standing in the water. These are beautiful chrome-bright fish that are dying, not fish that are already spawned out. Lara estimated that in the lower 40 miles of river, there were 40,000 dead salmon. In comparison, the allocation for the entire tribal fishery this year was 39,000 fish, he explained. Lara said he was so disgusted by what he saw that he had to put up his fishing net and rod. The water temperature was 78 degrees and rising when I left, he said. The fish were dying before my eyes. The majority of dead fish that Laura has seen are Chinooks, but he's also seen lots of steelhead and coho salmon stranded along the bank. Even the suckers are floating by dead, he said, and the stench is getting worse every day. The coming years from 2004 to 2007 will be impacted by this run. While he was in Klamath Glen, Laura saw one of the tribal elders, an 82-year-old woman, with her grandson surveying the carnage. She told me she had never seen anything like it in all her years, stated Lara. Tribal representatives and recreational anglers say the massive fish kill is the direct result of mismanagement of the Klamath River by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. Last year, the Bureau, after considering its water supplies, determined that there wasn't enough to support both fish populations and farmers. To protect the Klamath River coho salmon, listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, the Bureau in the spring of 2001 cut off water to many Klamath Basin farmers. The farmers protested, filed legal actions, and took direct actions supported by wise use organizations like the Pacific Legal Foundation, which resulted in the release of water for their crops. This year, Secretary of the Interior Gail Norton directed the Bureau to release the water to the farmers, resulting in unprecedented low and warm water conditions on the Klamath. The current die-off is apparently the result of a tragic miscalculation by the Bureau in considering this as a normal year for water allocation, when in reality it was a drought year. Releases from Iron Gate Dam on the Klamath are currently 760 cubic feet per second. It is clear that the science that they decided to practice is not natural science, but political science. Recreational anglers fishing the river were outraged by the fish kill. Dan Carter, a Klamath River fishing guide, said this favoring of farmers over fish has got to stop. Carter attributed the fish kill to mismanagement by the Bureau of Reclamation. Around September 4th, the river level rose and the water temperature cooled to 62 degrees, he said. Thousands of salmon entered the river. Then the water managers dropped the flow to the low level that it is now. The fish started dying in big numbers around September 19th. The fish kill will continue unless they put some water in the river. The Klamath is indeed teeming with fish now, dead Chinook and coho salmon, steelhead and suckers, and the way of life that is being destroyed is that of the Yurok and Hoopa tribes, sport fishing guides and commercial fishermen, charter boats, and all of the North Coast businesses that depend on the Klamath River salmon for their survival. This story was written by Dan Botcher of the California Sport Fishing Protective Alliance. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come